Hello, my name is Andrew Marino, and I am a professor in the Department of Neurology at the LSU Health Sciences Center in Shreveport, Louisiana. In this podcast, I will be providing a brief introduction to the recent paper entitled Electromagnetic Hypersensitivity, Evidence for a Novel Neurological Syndrome, that my colleagues and I published in the International Journal of Neuroscience. We were interested in whether brief exposure to electromagnetic fields, which we call EMFs, that were similar to those present in the general environment, could induce symptomatic reactions, a response commonly known as EMF hypersensitivity. The subject had been widely commented upon, but had not been studied in a manner that could permit reliable assessment of a causal link between EMF exposure and the subject's symptoms. We followed a procedure that took into consideration the possible role of chance, and we succeeded in demonstrating to a statistical certainty that symptoms developed by the subject were initiated by exposure to the EMF for 100 seconds. The symptoms included temporal pain, headache, muscle twitching, and skipped heartbeats. These symptoms appeared after exposure for only 100 seconds. As we had suspected, the symptoms were caused primarily by the switching on and off of the EMF, rather than by its mere presence. The subject had no direct conscious perception of the field, indicating that the biophysical processes which mediated detection of the EMFs did not have direct neuronal projections to the cerebral cortex. It's clear from the results that EMF hypersensitivity is a bona fide neurological syndrome in which someone can exhibit symptoms in the presence of an ordinary EMF. An EMF of strength typically found in the general environment. A next step in this research could be a study of the prevalence of the syndrome in the general population. A properly done study might yield very surprising results.